Top stories. AI and ML. Energy biz SSE smacked around in court by a guy in AI. Company's 3-year pursuit of debt from non-existent address ended by Oxford judge. Security. Industry that built the problem offers to sell you the solution. 100+ tech giants warn AI attacks are coming. Skip the part where they pay for defenses. Systems. NVIDIA and Cerebras are selling performance their customers will probably never see. Touting batch 1 token generation is a bit like boasting about the top speed of your car. Software. Google forces Android apps to use memory more wisely as RAMpocalypse rages. No one can afford RAM anymore, so we're requiring devs to mind memory usage. Personal tech. HP has a solution to expensive AI tokens. Buy a more expensive PC. Rising cloud AI costs are pushing workloads onto pricier PCs, which just happen to be better for PC makers' margins. InfoSec. Security. Russians are posing as signal support to launch phishing attacks. Plus, US takes down Iranian propaganda sites, marketing company asks, why do we have your information? And more. Security. Microsoft patches failed to fix on-prem SharePoint, which is now under zero-day attack. Plus, China upgrades smartphone surveillance tools, Ring eases anti-snooping stance, and more. Black Hat and DEF CON. DEF CON Franklin Project enlists hackers to harden critical infrastructure. Voting village reports have been so successful, says Jeff Moss, that the whole of DEF CON will now be included. Security. EQT buys majority share in Swiss cybersecurity biz Acronis. When at equivalent of 3.5B plus valuation for entire firm, though portions sold not specified. Malware month. 10 years since the first corp ransomware, Mikko Hyppönen sees no end in sight. On the plus side, InfoSec's a good bet for a long, stable career. FOSS. Debian votes to let contributors code with AI. Disclosure optional, quality mandatory. LibreOffice 26.8 is out, local first, and with no AI. It looks a bit clunky, but it does the job and on your own computer. Keepers of noble numbats to be offered a resolute raccoon. Ubuntu 26.04.1 is coming. Grubs up for furry new update. AROS, the FOSS recreation of Amiga OS, comes to Raspberry Pi. Plus, new official Amiga-branded hardware is coming. Emperor Penguin Linus Torvalds banishes a bug with a bot. The lad himself finds and fixes a tricky one, or does he? FOSS smashed one Microsoft monopoly. After 20 years of failure, it's time to smash another. Word up.